Hi, I'm Nikhil Hasija, Senior Product Manager for Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And this week, I'm talking to Steve Kaplan about workflows and Process Center. Steve, would you like to tell us what you do at Microsoft?
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, Nikhil, I'm a program manager. I'm on the platform team. And the platform team focuses on how do people build applications on top of our platform. Now, one of the feature areas that I own is workflow and some of the things that we're doing around business process in CRM 2011. So it's my job to really say, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? How are we going to do it? And then eventually build it. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. There are a lot of workflow enhancements that went into CRM 2011.
Yep.
You know, the .NET 4 upgrade, the creation of the Process Center. So what are we bringing to the table here?
It's a really good question. So, you know, I'm going to talk about it from here on out as processes. And the reason I'm going to talk about it that way is because we're starting to think about more than just workflow in CRM 2011. In CRM 4, we talked about workflow, but in CRM 2011, we're going to talk about workflow, we're going to talk about dialogues, and we're going to talk about generally more advanced business processes that you can model on top of our platform. So one of the big technology bets that we took in CRM 2011 is a move to .NET 4. Windows Workflow Foundation, WF as I'll call it, has made a lot of enhancements there around performance, scalability, maintainability, and just allowing us to really scale how we can build business process features on top of that. I gave a presentation a couple weeks ago, and for the opening slide where I talked about WF4, I think I just put a picture of a Volkswagen Beetle with a huge jet engine in the back. And that was kind of, to me, like the best way to explain the infrastructure investment that we made there. Now, on top of that, in CRM 2011, what you'll see is workflows, like you've seen them in CRM 4, where you have your long-running business processes, like your opportunity lifecycle process, where you're coordinating different pieces of work at different points of time by different people in different departments. However, with the introduction of dialogues, we've responded to customer feedback where we're actually going to be providing shorter-running, more interactive types of business processes. You can think of dialogues very much like wizards, where you ask a question, you get an answer, you click next, we go through some conditional logic, and then you keep going through a set of questions.
So dialogues are pretty cool.
They are.
And you know, I like them a lot. What scenarios do you think users will use them for?
So some of the main scenarios that we designed dialogues for have to do with call center representatives. A customer calls in, they have a complaint, their printer's not working, for example. Did you plug it in? Yes, okay. Are you running low on ink? Right? And going through those set of questions to try and get to a resolution for the customer, where you're asking a question and then you're asking another question, and the dialogue is really a call script in that scenario. Some of the other scenarios, though, that we've designed them for have to do with things like wizards that you want your employees to go through at certain points in a business process. So one of the dialogues that we ship out of box is convert lead or close opportunity. And one of the big pieces of customer feedback that we've heard around those is that doesn't quite represent how I want my salespeople to convert leads or how I want my salespeople to close opportunities. So with dialogues in CRM 2011, what we're actually going to allow you to do is create your own dialogue to walk your salesperson through the questions you want them to answer when you're closing your opportunity or when you're converting your lead. And then with some of the extensibility points that we've added into the ribbon, you'll be able just to swap out our out-of-box ribbon buttons for your own custom ribbon button that points to whatever dialogue you've created.
Well, that's pretty cool. I know our users are going to like that. So on the Process Center, you know, what are some of the you know, additional components that we can bring in to make it do more things? Can you comment a little bit on that?
There's outside of kind of just the core business process investments that we've made with WF and with dialogues, we've also done some work around allowing people to represent specific types of work that happen in their business. So we ship out-of-box tasks and phone calls and emails, and we call all these activities. Mm-hmm. Now, in CRM 2011, we're actually going to allow you to create your own custom activity types, which means that if there's certain types of work, for instance, approvals that you have going on in your business, we're going to allow you to more easily model those and chain those together with workflows. In addition, we've introduced a whole bunch of improved concepts around queues and the ability for multiple people to work on a big list of pieces of work that need to happen. So with the addition of some of our business process investments, and then some of the things we've done with custom activity types and queues, we think that our business process and our overall work management story is a lot more interesting in CRM 2011.
Yes, I agree as well. Now, Steve, you recently did a demo for a band management solution where you built a complex workflow. Can we take a look at that demo?
Absolutely. Got it right here. So as Nikhil mentioned, I'm in a rock band on the weekends called the Dynamics. And what I have running here is an application that I've built on top of CRM to manage my rock band and everything that I need to do as we're going on tour. So when I log into CRM here, I can see my band management application, and I can see all the different information that I track having to do with my band, whether that's our contacts, our tours, our venues, shows, or equipment. Now, on my homepage here, I have created a dashboard, my tour dashboard, and what this is showing me right now is all the upcoming shows that we have, some details about those shows, and then we've also added onto this dashboard a Bing Maps mashup. So you can see that we're going on tour. We have a show in Philly, and then we're going to Chapel Hill, then to Chicago, and then to Seattle. Now, the scenario gets interesting when we start talking about workflows here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up one of the shows that we've added, Bumpershoot. Bumpershoot's a music festival in Seattle that we're going to be playing at next weekend. And you can see the details about the show, and I've created the entity for this, but we're going to go into the workflows that I've created. What I've created is a show booking workflow, and this show booking workflow is the business process that I've defined that coordinates everything from what does the band manager need to do when a new show is added, to confirming the show with the venue, to assigning out all the different responsibilities for the roadies at the show, making sure that those roadies are setting up the stage, the sound, and the lighting, and then at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're ready to rock. So if you notice up here, there's been a phone call created, and we're waiting for that phone call created before we move on to the show confirmation stage. So all I really need to do is go into the activities here, and I'll notice that there's a phone call. I load that up, and I can see that it has some details about the show and about who I need to call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mark this as complete. And now that I've completed the phone call after I've spoken to the venue, I want to just make sure that I'm confirming this show. So when I click the Confirm Show ribbon button here, what I'm actually loading up is a show confirmation dialog. Now, within my longer running workflow that I have there, what I actually have here is a shorter running interactive business process that we talked about earlier. So the show confirmation dialog does a couple basic things. It asks me, is the show confirmed? And then assuming that the show is confirmed, it asks me to assign out responsibilities to the different roadies that are going to be at the show. Now, What we're doing here is we're assigning a stage, a sound, and a lighting manager. And based on this dialogue, we've actually filtered out only the users in my system that are roadies. So once I do that, I'm going to hit next, and then we'll finish. And when that record gets reloaded, you'll notice that the show is marked as confirmed. We've assigned out the equipment roadies for the sound, stage, and lighting manager. And if we go back to the workflow, you'll notice that we've moved on to the next stage, we've assigned out those responsibilities, and then we're just waiting for those to be completed. Now, another interesting thing that happened when I kicked off this workflow is I also have a plugin running on my server that reaches out to Twitter. We have lots of fans, they want to know what's happening with our band, and so we want to make sure that they're getting all the latest updates from us on when we're having shows, where they're going to be, etc. So you can see here that we just posted to Twitter letting our fans know that we're going to be rocking out in Seattle, Washington at Bumpershoot. Now when I go back to my tour and then I click into that show, basically at this stage all I need to do is complete these activities. Now I'm completing these through the web app, so I could be a roadie completing these through the web application, but I could just as easily be doing the same thing through Mobile Express or through the Outlook client. So main point there being that CRM is wherever you want it to be, whether I'm sitting down at my desktop, or I'm using a laptop, or I'm using a phone. And now that we've marked these shows as completed, we go back to the main show record, and you can see that we're now ready to rock. In addition, we'll go to our business dashboard, And you can see some other visualizations we have here. And we now have one show that's in the ready to rock stage.
Thanks for the demo, Steve. Serum 2011 is actually really ready to rock. So, folks, what you've seen here is some fascinating new capabilities that we're bringing about with Dynamics Serum 2011 in both the workflow enhancements and the process center. Come back here next week when we talk to another program manager around more features that Serum 2011 is going to bring to the table. Thank you.